USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Israeli forces are advancing further into Gaza amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas. Local health authorities in Gaza reporting intense bombing and the presence of military vehicles in close proximity to hospitals. Former President Trump has shared his perspective on the Israel-Hamas conflict in an interview with Univision. He indicated the situation will have to play out.
There is no hatred like the Palestinian hatred of Israel and Jewish people, and probably the other way around also. I don't know, you know, it's not as obvious, but probably that's it too.
He argued that under his administration's tough stance on Iran, the war would not have erupted. President Biden maintaining his innocence amid the ongoing impeachment inquiry led by the House Oversight Committee. Committee Chair James Comer has issued subpoenas to two former business associates of Hunter Biden and two other individuals connected to the president's son. President Biden scheduled to hold a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco next week. The encounter is set to take place on the sidelines of a CEO summit during which Xi is anticipated to address prominent American business executives. He'll be speaking to business leaders during a period of heightened tension in U.S.-China relations. The U.S. has lost an American hero.
We have ignition sequence start. The engines are armed. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
NASA's oldest living astronaut has died. Frank Borman was an Air Force colonel who commanded two early NASA missions, including the Apollo 8 mission in 1968, which was the first crewed spacecraft to orbit the moon. In a statement yesterday, NASA said Borman died Tuesday in Montana following a stroke. Frank Borman was 95 years old. I'm Corey Myers.
This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The possibility of another U.S. government shutdown looms as Congress is required to pass funding legislation by November 17th. Newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson has not yet outlined his strategy for a short-term spending plan to prevent a shutdown. The situation poses a significant challenge for Johnson, given his predecessor, Kevin McCarthy, was ousted by conservatives for depending on Democratic votes to pass a funding bill in September. Meanwhile, in the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has initiated steps to enable his chamber to proceed with its own short-term spending bill. Former President George W. Bush expressed confidence that the Israel-Hamas conflict will ultimately end.
Yeah, the images are grim. And yes, there's violence. But ultimately, love overcomes hate.
Bush made the remarks during his annual bike ride in Texas, organized to support injured veterans. Bush has consistently voiced unwavering support for Israel, emphasizing last week that, in his view, one side is guilty and it's not Israel. Election offices in a number of states across the country have discovered envelopes containing suspicious powdery substances. Investigations are underway in Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, and Georgia, as all the envelopes were received this week. In Spokane, authorities confirmed traces of fentanyl in an envelope received by the county elections office. Meanwhile, Tacoma police reported the substance in their letter tested positive for baking soda. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.